Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And over in Israel, kind of an interesting development. Maybe somebody just got tired of all this stuff with Stuxnet and Flame and Dooku, because apparently somebody managed to hack into the Israeli police department computers and so infect them with malware and spyware that the Israeli police have now had to disconnect all their computers from the internet completely. So, yeah, live by the sword, die by the sword, live by the malware, die by the malware. And Israel is all of a sudden starting to get a taste of what they have been doing to other countries for so long. Getting hacked, drones overflying. In fact, Iran is out there saying that the drone that they provided to Lebanon, which flew over Israel for 3 hours, huge embarrassment, apparently real-timed a lot of high-resolution images of sites that Israel does not want to have seen by anybody. And by the way, if you are a fan of Google Earth, and I am, you know, I was using it back when it was still owned by the Keyhole Corporation, and it's a lot of fun. It's very educational for people. If you're a geologist or just somebody who's just interested with the world, it's a lot of fun. But under U.S. law, the images that Google Earth has for Israel are deliberately degraded. If you go and look at things in Israel, the resolution is kind of okay. But then, for example, if you go over to the Louvre in Paris, the resolution is so sharp you can see individual people. And that is actually by U.S. law. There are things on the ground in Israel that Israel does not want you, the American people, to see, because the American people would be offended by them and also angry that they're paying for all of this stuff. So that's kind of over there now. Apparently, the United States government is caught in a little bit of a diplomatic conflict regarding Israel's attack on Sudan last week. And apparently CIA Director David Petraeus called the Deputy Intelligence Head of Sudan, Salah al-Tayyab, to basically reassure him the U.S. had nothing at all to do with Israel's attack on Sudan. So the fingers are pointing back and forth. And in response to that attack, Iran has now sent two of their Navy ships to a port in Sudan. Now, we don't know what kind of ships they are. They could be guided missile cruisers. And they're basically standing guard to say, okay, Israel did it once. They're not going to come back in and do it again. But remember, for all of this escalation, Israel fired the first shot. They carried out an unprovoked attack against Sudan. The story we're hearing is that Israel did it as punishment for supporting Hamas. That's like some nation attacking, let's just say Great Britain for supporting the Republican Party here in the United States of America. That's how absurd this whole situation is. But very obviously, the situation in the Middle East is being escalated rapidly. And again, when we look at how monomaniacally obsessed the American corporate media is with Hurricane-ish Sandy, we may see something dramatic happen in the next 24 to 36 hours while we're looking the other way. So we already covered this story here. Now, interestingly enough, the GOP's Mike Rogers has come out with an absurd story, or absurd claim, rather, that bombing Iran would not be an act of war. And it just seems kind of a weird, weird thing for him to be saying, but he's basically coming out there saying that if the United States attacks Iran, it isn't really war. I think for the people on the ground catching those bombs and bullets coming down, it's going to feel like a war. But we're in this real kind of George Orwell mindset. You know, war is peace, and freedom is slavery, and warming is cooling, and all the rest of that. Got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How do we stop this evil from moving forward? Dehumanizing, or we're supposed to hate? How can we stop this atrocity of war, which destroys our conscience to the point of no return and numbs us to the murder of innocence? As we try to run away from the constant nightmares of the dead.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And I'm looking at another email from the New England area, basically saying rain and a little wind. You know, the news is saying it's terrible, it's widespread, but you know, so far, and again, go back and look at that NBC video where they've got the lady in a canoe about the horrible flooding, and then somebody walks in front of the camera, and they're barely getting the tops of their feet wet. They are sensationalizing it. There's absolutely no question. You're getting a very sensationalized view of this storm, and I have to wonder. Why? Okay? And, you know, I'm not trivializing what these people are having to go through. But I think the reporting of the storm has less to do with keeping people safe and more to do with political gain. So we'll see what's actually going to manifest itself here. Now, getting back to the international news, over in Greece, the protests are again continuing to break into violence. Apparently, the main opposition party, the one that got cheated out of this last election, and left-wing and Antarsia party clashed with police after an official military parade was over. There was a riot. Tear gas was involved. The situation is getting really ugly over there in Greece, and it has not been helped by the fact that one of the Greek newspapers has published the Lagarde list that has all of the wealthy and politically connected Greeks who are sheltering their money in other countries in order to avoid paying taxes inside Greece. And apparently this list ran to something like 10 pages in the newspaper. And the government has arrested the reporter who broke the story, because this is just going to fan the situation up a little bit more when you have the people of Greece who are dying from austerity, and they're told they must sacrifice to pay off all the bank loans, and then they find out all the rich people in their country are ducking their taxes. So I need to find out what the Greek word for lynching is, because I have a feeling we're going to start seeing that really closely. Meanwhile, over in Syria, the Free Syria Army, which is 95% not Syrian, they're there to bring freedom and liberty to the people of Syria. Apparently, they have opened fire on Kurdish protesters who were demanding the Free Syria Army leave Aleppo. So the FSA is engaged in a campaign of brutality against the Syrian people, which is what we're all being told President Assad has been doing. And this all happened during last weekend's supposed ceasefire, which I guess ends today or ended earlier today here. Japan is saying that Chinese surveillance ships have been spotted in the territorial water around these disputed islands with oil and fish. So that situation is continuing to intensify here a little bit. Over in Great Britain, we're seeing, again, the social pressure is building up. They're starting to openly talk about turning on their government and its institutions, in particular the Bank of England. Now, the Bank of England is no longer a privately owned central bank. It was nationalized in order to avoid destroying Great Britain. Unfortunately, it still continues to engage in this idea of creation of money out of thin air to loan at interest. And so it's still a victim of this whole 11th marble situation. By nationalizing it, the government has a tighter control over it to keep this, what is an inherently unstable system, from getting too out of control. But because of its being tied into the European Union, things are getting worse over there. And for most people living in Great Britain has already left the European Union in all but name. And we're seeing all across the European Union more talk of secession, more talk of separatism, more talk of getting away from this region, this globalism idea that we can have a single global reserve bank that will bring the blessings of life to all of the Earth's people. We know that's not true. Every nation with a private central bank that issues the public currency as a loan at interest inevitably drives the people into poverty and starvation and homelessness, and it makes the owners of the banks rich beyond dreams of avarice. And now we don't even know where the gold went. Maybe the gold is in the vaults of the people pushing for a return to the gold standard, which is why I absolutely refuse to go along with a return to the gold or silver standard. We have to have a value-based currency, but we can denominate that currency in all kinds of other ways that do not simply return us to the slavery of the money junkies. Interesting little story came out earlier today where the Secret Service has gone public asking you, the loyal American people, to report tweets that concern you. So the Secret Service, which makes me nervous, is monitoring Twitter, saying if you see a tweet that concerns you, you should report it to the Secret Service. Now, I'm very concerned about all these tweets asking us to spy on our fellow Americans and report them to the Gestapo. That is what concerns me. Meanwhile, over at the Department of Homeland Security, Peter T. King, chair of the House committee is on Homeland Security, has come out saying basically drone murders of Americans are totally right, totally constitutional. This is from the Homeland Security chairperson. Drone murders of Americans are totally right and totally constitutional. So what the U.S. has been doing in Pakistan and Yemen and all of these other places with the drone murders from the sky, Peter T. King is saying it is constitutional and legal for them to do here in the United States of America. Don't do as you're told. A drone will fly over your house and blow you up. And it's totally constitutional. Now, the way he justifies that statement, of course, is we have in the Bill of Rights, no man's or woman's life, liberty, or property shall be taken from them without due process. But that phrase, due process, is subject to interpretation. It wasn't really clarified. In the original founders' constitution, due process was the process of the government, with three bases of power and divided responsibilities and checks and balances. But the new attitude is, if the president says you need killing, that's the due process right there. That's what Peter King is saying. When the president makes up a death list and says, let's kill this one, that's the new due process. So if you have the government of the United States of America flying drones overhead, threatening to kill you, without arrest, without trial, without a jury, without a judge, they're just going to wipe you off the face of the earth, and 30 or 40 people around you who did nothing wrong. That tells you who the real terrorists of planet Earth are, and it's not Al-Qaeda, and it's not the Muslims. It is the United States government conducting a campaign of terror around the world with these robotic drones. This is precisely what Adolf Hitler was doing to Great Britain with the V1 buzz bomb and the V2. They were not discriminatory weapons. They were simply lobbed onto the city to blow people up at random in the hope that the people would abandon the British government and Churchill and say, yes, we will accept whatever Germany tells us to accept. Didn't work, but that was the theory. And that's exactly what the U.S. government is doing. They're sending in these drones and they're blowing people up. And they're trying to say, well, the president has a list that makes it okay. No, it doesn't. Of course, more importantly, there are what are called the signature strikes, where the drone operators are allowed to attack things they think look suspicious. On this little fuzzy video image from however high these things fly. Remember that huge embarrassment where an American helicopter chain gunned a group of farmers who were plowing a field, because they were carrying a bundle of sticks. And the pilots didn't understand that when you are plowing a field, especially at night in the cool part of the day when you don't want to be out there under that blazing sun, you use tall wooden poles to lay out the lines to follow. But these numbnut pilots in these helicopters don't know that, because they're a bunch of city kids who are clueless about life in agricultural countries. And they just rip these people up with a chain gun. And these drone pilots are just as clueless. They're just out of the military academy. They haven't been out in the real world. They see something on the TV screen that looks suspicious, and they're killing people. It's an act of terror. But we've got to have our acts of terror because the other terrorists out there will terrorize us if we don't terrorize them first. I guess that's the motto of the U.S. government. By the way, speaking of that, little interesting statistic. In the United States of America, you are 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than a terrorist. We've been running all these stories about how the police are knocking down the wrong doors and they're killing people. There was that horrible one from this last week where police were called to try and keep this teenager from killing himself, so they shot him and killed him. Look, we stopped him from committing suicide. Isn't that okay? He gets to go to heaven because we shot him instead of him killing himself, or whatever excuse they were using. But you are 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer in the United States than a terrorist. So if we're going to have a war on terrorists, shouldn't we have a war on the police officers? There are far greater danger to the life and liberty of American people than the people we're told are terrorists. And this whole police state thing is escalating extraordinarily rapidly. When we come back from these commercials, I want to talk about Obama's latest executive order expanding the Homeland Security mission in the United States. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds. Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, RBN's Vincent Finelli. From USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson. Dr. Norman Shealy. Matt Stein. Dr. Joel Wallach. Larry Pratt. John Moore. Lisa Bedford. Marjorie Wildcraft. And 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her,
and aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about this latest executive order signed by Barack Obama that it greatly expands the range and scope of the Homeland Department of Homeland Security and basically gives it jurisdiction over other federal agencies and down into the state governments in across the country here. So it's becoming the new Gestapo. And just absolute dictatorial control now at the state level. I think we all ought to be very, very concerned about that. By the way, a little side note, go back and read your Constitution. There's nothing in there about an executive order where the president can just go out and do what he wants to do here. The original purpose of the executive order was to allow the president to implement the will of the Congress. The reason they call the White House the executive branch is his job is to execute the laws passed by Congress and approved by the United States Supreme Court. But we're seeing this very, very dangerous situation where the Gestapo, the Homeland Security, TSA, whatever, are just basically being told they have complete control and jurisdiction over other federal agencies and now state-level agencies and government as well. At the same time, the U.S. government continues to buy all this hollow point ammunition. They're expecting, they're hoping for a violent uprising in this country so they can suspend the Constitution and bring about this dictatorship that will conquer the world for the Federal Reserve now. And that's why I do not support violent revolution. I'm opposed to violent revolution. The wrong people die in it. It's rough on the landscaping. It discourages tourism. It's a bad idea. And it is the war the U.S. government is preparing to fight against the American people. So, again, the American people, you need to be patient. You need to simply stand up as one nation, 330 million strong, and say, we will not pay for Wall Street's failings any longer. And when foreign investors finally get that message, they'll start pulling their money out of the system. It's already happening. Foreign investment in the United States has dropped by something like 20-30% just in the last year. So the message is definitely getting out there. All righty, let's see. There was an interesting article over on Anti-War about how the military budget really is another form of welfare, because there are 3 million people working in the defense establishment. It's costing Americans $700 billion per year that we know of, which comes out to $233,000 per defense worker. But, of course, they don't actually take that home. They're taking home an average of $41,000 each. So that extra $575 billion, where does it go? Well, it goes into the pockets of the defense contractors who kick back 10% of their favorite Congress critter to keep the scam going. And this is exactly what Eisenhower was warning us about with the military-industrial complex. And now we've got the security-industrial complex to worry about. And they're just giant machines that suck the wealth out of the American people for the benefit of the money junkies who run these operations here. Up in Massachusetts, they've shut down yet another compounding pharmacy. Now, the pharmacy that you know of at your store basically is distributing already packaged machines. The compounding pharmacies are the ones that will actually take the chemicals purchased from the pharmaceutical manufacturers and put them into the capsules and pills and get them ready to go to the distribution pharmacies. Obviously, quality control, sterility, major, major issue, and we know that that's become a problem because of all this fungal meningitis that's out there. And they already shut down one compounding pharmacy, the New England Compounding Pharmacy, I think was the name of it. Now they've gone to Infusion Resource. They found significant issues with the environment, with cleanliness, where the drugs are being mixed. And again, it's money junkie thinking. Ah, we don't need to spend as much money keeping the place. Let's let the two of these people, you know, go, and we just won't tell anybody. And contaminations are now getting into these prescription medicines, and they are harming people here. All right, we got some callers on. Well, actually, I'll tell you what. We're coming to the end of this segment. I don't want to start a phone call here, but when we come back from the next commercial break, we'll start taking more phone calls here. Looking at the webcams over there, snow has come early to Europe's ski resorts. I'm getting emails from all across the country, and not just over on the New England coast where they're dealing with hurricane-ish Sandy, but we're seeing snow in Montana. It's winter's coming very, very early here. And by the way, I got a lot of emails saying, doesn't Hurricane Sandy prove that there's human-caused global warming? And no, it doesn't. The theory that Al Gore puts out there is warming creates hurricanes. No, temperature differentials create hurricanes. And you can create a monster storm by cooling the upper atmosphere as quickly as you can by warming the ocean. If you go out and you look at Jupiter or Saturn, or any of the gas giant planets, they have monster, monster cyclonic storms, some of them larger than our entire planet. And those are not warm places. They're hundreds of degrees below zero. So hurricane does not mean global warming. It simply means a temperature differential someplace there. All right, we're coming up at the bottom here. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with some phone calls here after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Looking all over the Constitution.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone? Replace them all, start over while we all...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Chat room says North Carolina's got snow right now. Going to go to the phones. Wes in Idaho. Aloha, Wes. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Due process of law, whether you live or die. Have you ever seen the Russian movie 1992 called The Czechist? It is on YouTube. It's basically a portrayal of, well, about 1920, the Bolsheviks would get together, three or four of them, in a room and try and convict and sentence 200 or 300 people a day in about 20 seconds each. They say, yeah, we're going to kill them, you know, execute them. And then they actually show the kind of execution that take place, and it is grisly. I mean, warning, if you're going to watch this film, one thing, it is Russian subtitles. You got to go to English subtitles. It is a very grisly film, and not to be maybe seen on a full stomach, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
The Czechist on YouTube. Carry on. Thank you.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Peter in California. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Michael. I just wanted to say that, you know, when you put all the litany of what Obama has done, from when he said he wouldn't renew the Patriot Act when he was running to renewing it twice, to extending Wortland's wiretapping, to not holding Bush and everybody accountable for, you know, doing what he's, you know, doing even more of, the warrantless wiretapping, rendition, mm-hmm. Guantanamo, torture, the National Defense Resources Preparedness Act, the National Defense Authorization Act, on and on with this guy. Drone strikes tenfold over what Bush did.
Yes.
I voted for him in 08, Mike. I hate to say mm-hmm. it. I voted.
Well, it's not like McCain would have been much better.
No, he would have been probably worse. Mm-hmm. My buddies told me I should have written in Ron Paul like he did, but I did not do it. The reason I didn't do it is because my wife is black. I got talked to her on the phone on the air before. She's works for the city government of L.A. And I have a 10-year-old daughter who is obviously considered black. And I wanted to be able to tell my daughter, because I knew Obama even then in 08, Mark Resnick mm-hmm. and all these, Resco and all these other people that he was taking money from. I knew he was dirty, but I figured at least I could tell my daughter she could grow up to be president of the United States, and that's worth something.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been really distressed because I go over all this stuff with my wife, who's just sits there in front of MSNBC and, you know, listens to them, all hail Obama and all that,
mm-hmm.
and several other of my black friends. And it seems to me there's more than a few that have said they're disgusted with Obama. One of the guys moved to France. He was so disgusted with the way the country was going.
Yes.
But they follow him because he's black, you know, basically because he's black. And I keep saying to them, look at what he's done. And I go over the litany that I just told you. And I said, would you vote, you know, if Idi Amin were running against, you know, Mitt Romney, would you vote for Idi Amin because he's black? Look what this guy's doing. You know?
That's a good one. I like that.
But it drives me insane where they just shut their minds off, you know? Not that Romney. Frankly, I think Romney probably would be worse. And
I agree.
I voted for the Libertarian candidate.
Well, you know, I wanted Ron Paul in 2008. I wanted Ron Paul this time. And I know everybody's saying, write him in. But in an age of electronic voting machines, to write in a candidate, there's a special form. And they never have enough special forms to challenge the orthodoxy. I mean, our elections are a complete fraud at this point.
Absolutely. But that's basically what I had to say, Michael. The guy's a tyrant. Viewed dispassionately, Barack Obama is a tyrant.
Yes.
Anyways, thanks, Mike.
They all are. I mean, the when you have large imperial governments, and there is so much on the line that makes those high offices desirable, it's going to attract the very sort of people who should never be allowed to have that kind of power. And that's another reason to dump this whole globalism nonsense and go back to a planet with 1,000 little tiny nations on it, because then you're more likely to get people who are going to be looking after their own local communities rather than somebody who wants to say, I rule the entire world, and get away from that. There's no question Obama is an absolute disaster for the American people and for everybody else who's on the receiving end of those drone strikes. But Romney wouldn't be any better, which is why Romney is the opponent. We're never given a choice that would improve things in this nation. Every election is always comes down to the choice between the lesser of two evils. And that's a stupid way to run a country, because no matter who you vote for, you still get evil. And that's exactly where we are right now. All righty, we're going to switch over to John in Arizona. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. How are you doing?
Doing great.
You made the statement that violent revolution wouldn't work. I don't think there's any other way right now, personally. You know, I mean, they're destroying the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
There's basically a small window of opportunity to take our country back. You know, who knows what they're going to do next? I know they plan on microchipping the population.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the problem is the Zionists that control our government, the international Jew.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I don't want to get off on that kind of a rant here, because I disagree with you about the need for a violent revolution, and I'll tell you why. It has to do with all of this global banking cartel And this is why I'm always focusing on what's going on over there in Greece and Spain, because if any one of the European Union nations collapses financially or simply leaves the EU, there's going to be a derivatives nightmare hit Wall Street. And we, the American people, don't have enough personal wealth to confiscate to cover those losses, and the U.S. economy is going to come crashing down, and it will bring the federal government with it. And I know it's a tremendous hardship for all of us Americans to be going through, you know, the suffering that we're going through while waiting for it to happen. But I think in the long run, we're going to suffer and die a lot less being patient than if we go head-to-head and start shooting at a government that has already spent our tax money arming themselves against us. And like I said, I am not convinced that your civil service workers over at the National Weather Service are going to take those guns and hollow point ammunition and man the barricades against the angry American people. I think they're going to drop their guns and run at the first sight of an actual conflict. But if we wish to avoid massive bloodshed in this country, knowing that the U.S. government wants us to start a violent revolution, because that they can deal with. What they can't deal with is 300 million Americans simply refusing to go along with the system any longer. Remember how Gandhi drove the British out of India? Same thing applies here as well. So I actually do think that this financial system and this government are very, very close to collapse. And I'm also convinced the federal government would love, might even try and start using agent provocateurs, a violent uprising where they could completely suspend the Constitution and bring about this dictatorship that they were all having wet dreams about. So, yeah, again, we joke about tarring and feathering and guillotines, but the real serious advice I'm offering to the American people is be patient, be vocal, get out there with the Occupy movement and say, we're not going to pay for Wall Street's failings any longer. We can't pay for Wall Street's failings any longer. Wall Street has succeeded in stripping the real wealth of America and putting it in their pockets. And if you are a foreign investor here in the United States of America on the promise that the American people will cover your losses, we can't do it. The government has made you a promise they cannot keep. They've overprinted the dollar. They've overprinted the treasury bonds. There's a huge treasury bond bubble out there. There are not enough living Americans whose taxes can cover all those treasury bonds that are out there. It's only a matter of time before the whole thing implodes. And the only thing that will allow the government to stay in power following the implosion is if there's a violent uprising. And I think that's why they're pushing for one. They're preparing for one. They will start one if they feel they need to. And that's kind of where we are on that. So I'm going to let you go. We're going to switch over to David in New Mexico. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, hello there. I just might note that one of Obama's mentors, Vladimir Lenin, is famous for saying that for the revolution to succeed, they need to fill a nation with terror. And that's exactly what they're doing here in the United States for the communist revolution here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's well, why they're putting out drones.
Hang on a second. David, our problem here in the United States of America isn't communism, it's fascism. It's fascism against capitalism. And the corporate media likes to pretend that Wall Street and all of those banks are capitalists. They aren't. They have gone down the dark side to fascism. And going back to Vladimir Lenin, he predicted when American-style capitalism failed, it would inevitably be forced to turn into fascism, and that's exactly what has happened.
That's what it is. And the Republicans are carrying the fascist flag, the Democrats. They're both socialists. The Republicans are national socialists. The Democrats are international socialists.
No, I think the Republicans are, as you said before, they're carrying the flag for fascism, and the Democrats are carrying the flag for communism, and I think we ought to kick them both out and go back to the original form of capitalism in this country that allowed us to become a great nation before the money junkies, you know, got their private central bank.
Well, I agree with that, certainly. I do. But we're in very dangerous times. I don't advocate violence. I don't want to go looking for trouble, but I think we all need to be prepared for when trouble comes to our doorstep.
Because I sadly would have to agree with that one. And again, we're seeing the police are just getting reckless with kicking down doors. We're seeing this Department of Homeland Security turn into the new Gestapo. And while I don't want to see Americans initiating a violent revolution, we do have to be prepared for the government to initiate violence against us. And it's a very unpleasant situation, but that is the reality. And I think that's why every time the government starts talking about a gun ban, Americans go out and start buying more guns. And I think they are wise and prudent to do so. Because
well,
I don't
you know,
want...
The Jews remember that maybe they should not have meekly gotten on those trucks and train cars. Maybe they should have duked it out when they came to their door. And I
well,
again,
a lot of what we're told about what happened in World War II maybe is fictional as Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, and I don't want to get into that debate. We do know that the Jews who were in the Warsaw Ghetto were able to mount an amazingly strong uprising against the Nazis with just six handguns. And ultimately, of course, they were beaten back down, but they did show a lot of spine there as well. But as far as the rest of that stuff...
Resistance is not futile.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because the reality is, if the government kills you, they still lose a slave. And that's what freedom and liberty is all about. In fact, when we go back to Patrick Henry and his speech, "Give me liberty or give me death," what he was saying to Great Britain was, "I will not be your slave any longer. All you can do is let me live, or you can make me die. And in the process, a lot of your own soldiers are going to die. But you will never get me back as your slave again. You might as well cut your losses and skedaddle." King George III was too stupid enough to go along with that advice, and a lot of people did die. And Britain's international reputation took a major hit when the colonies broke free, which complicated their relations with Spain and France at the time. But that's really what it comes down to. We do need to be prepared to fight back when the government initiates violence against us, which it's doing more and more. This idea that it's constitutional to have drones over the United States of America killing American citizens, that's nonsense. We got to figure out a way to get those things down, either hack them through their laser and radio signals, bring back falconry, or just get really, really good with large bore rifles to shoot them down. But
and
this idea
killing
that,
people with impunity.
Yes, they have. And like I said, that horrible story last week where this teenage kid was threatening to kill himself, so the SWAT team shows up and they kill him. I mean, that's completely out of control there.
Yeah, we are in dangerous times, and people need to keep their ears out and their just to be alert, be ready, and be prepared to.
Well, I think people are opening their eyes. Not enough. We still have the people who are slaves to Fox News and MSNBC, although according to the latest advertising revenue reports, those audiences are shrinking. The corporate media is, in fact, losing the war for the minds of America. And most Americans understand something has gone very horribly wrong with this country. Apparently last Friday, David Letterman on his show was saying the debates are over. All that's left is to set up and rig the election machine. So even they're joking about it. They know how bad this country has gone.
Yep. And then we are in a very precarious situation, but we need to have hope. We need to have courage. We need to know that the enemy is coming. And we're going to have to face it. Just because people aren't interested in politics doesn't mean politics isn't interested in them. And in every socialist revolution in history, when they have finally taken over with enough force, they murder millions of the culture that they've taken over.
Well, it's not just communist revolutions that do that. Anytime you have a tyrannical central government, the first thing they do is terrorize their own people by, jailing or killing anybody who would say, wait a minute, this isn't what you promised us you were going to be doing. And obviously, the U.S. government, which is fascist, not communist, they're getting ready to do the same thing. They're buying hollow point ammunition. They're putting drones over our heads. Now they're trying to create the legal justification that murdering Americans with drones is perfectly constitutional. You know, that's pretty extreme thinking out there.
Fascists are socialists.
No, they're not. They're two completely different. In fact, they're diametrically opposite.
They are national socialists.
No. Forget about the national part. The statement that fascists and communists are the same is absolutely wrong, and it gets back down to economics.
They're the same. I said they're both socialists, different types of socialists.
No. Fascists are not socialists. They're the opposite of socialists. Let me give you the definitions of that so that you understand where I'm coming from on this. Capitalism, as it used to be practiced in the United States of America, meant that if you made money, you could keep it. And if you lost money, you had to live with that loss and that debt. You were responsible for it, because with the freedom to succeed comes the freedom to fail and the responsibility to live with that failure. Now, under socialism, if you make money, it's taxed away from you for the betterment of society. If you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses so you can stand up and try again. Under fascism, if you make money, you get to keep it. But if you lose money, society is taxed to cover the losses. And that is what the United States is right now.
Fascism is a blend of the capitalism and the communism. It's the third way, as Clinton would call it.
Well, I disagree, because the fascism predates the third way. We had Mussolini. Got to take a break. Be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Fear and hate we rule them, said the demon to the throne. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Yes, I do look more cynical. Dan is now in the control room and taking over from the lovely Miss Crystal for the rest of the show. So when you call in at 800-313-9443, you'll be talking to Dan the man, who has not been in our control room for quite a while. So it's glad to have you back here for a little bit. All righty, let's see. Looking at the corporate media, they're now reporting on how this construction crane in New York City has lost the top portion. It's snapped off. It's dangling on its cables over West 57th Street. And the first thing I'm thinking of is you have known for almost a week this storm is on the way in. Why did you leave the crane up there? Or at the very least, why didn't you put some temporary guy wires on it to ease the strain? Those modern construction cranes, they're very tall and they're very finely balanced. And they can come down in a serious crosswind. So I'm wondering what's going on. Now, we just posted a link to a live webcam in Times Square, New York. And it has quite a contrast with what we're seeing on the corporate media. Because it's just Times Square, and people are just walking around, going into stores. They've got umbrellas and raincoats, but it doesn't look like they're in a severe amount of distress. The corporate media is going out to places where they can get surging waves and dramatic video. And again, I'm not trivializing the storm or the hardship that people are having to deal with. But it's very obvious the corporate media is sensationalizing this as much as they can. And again, go back to the main page of whatreallyhappened.com. There's that video from NBC where they have this girl in a canoe talking about the severe flooding they're dealing with, and then somebody walks between the camera and the girl, and they're barely getting the top of their feet wet. So yeah, they're hyping the sense of danger and so forth. They're overplaying it a little bit. They're destroying their own credibility. There are people who might be watching this stuff, like the guy walking in front of the canoe and saying, ah, they're just making this up, and they may decide not to evacuate, and they need to. This is a tremendous disservice to the viewing public to be less than 100% accurate and factual about what's going on. And you can be just as wrong for overstating the dangers as you can by understating. So, anyway, let's see, moving right along here. Now, getting back to this idea of an attack on the Constitution and the bringing about of a new fascist dictatorship here in the United States of America, there's a very alarming video out. Apparently, this PBS documentary filmmaker, Mo Rocha, and MSNBC host Lawrence O'Donnell did this video segment on the Electoral College where they went out of their way to trash the founding fathers of this nation as deadbeat dads, slave owners. Oh, those are not people you'd want to hang out with, so why should we listen to what they were writing in the Constitution? It's part of this buildup of propaganda that the Constitution is outdated. It's just a blankety-blank piece of paper. Really, it's time for a new government. One nation under Barack or Romney or whatever. One nation under the Federal Reserve. We'll be back after station identification.